8. Faith hated when men cited their status as a father, husband, or brother as the reason they were taking a stand on issues that affected women. As if raising a baby girl had suddenly made them realize that rape and sexual harassment were actually really bad. But she felt on a personal level that being the mother of a sensitive son and the sister of an obnoxious older brother had taught her how to deal with men when they were in a bad place. You didn't ask them how they were feeling. You didn't badger them to talk. You let them listen to their boring music on the radio, and you took them to the store to buy junk food. She sat in her car while Will paid for his haul inside the convenience store. His jaw was still locked down tight. He was getting that feral look he used to have before Sarah came into his life. Faith looked down at the text exchange on her phone. Faith, I just now told Will to tell you, but he already told you, and I'm sorry for being a bad friend. Please forgive me. Sarah, thank you. It's okay. We're all having a difficult day. Talk later. The return text had been delivered 5 minutes ago. It was a perfectly nice, normal response, unless you'd spent half the day with Will. Faith couldn't think how to reply. They had a rule about Will. Sarah had said from the outset that they shouldn't talk about him in a personal way, because Faith was his partner, and she always had to take Will's side. In theory, Faith had understood the reasoning. Their job put them into some tense situations. The guns they carried were not for show. Now, Faith had a bone-deep appreciation for the rule, because seeing Will so torn up, watching him check his phone every 10 minutes until finally turning it off, made Faith want to rip out Sarah's throat. She returned her phone to the cup holder. She tested herself, letting her mind go back to Lena Adams to see if the blinding hate had lessened even the teeniest bit. Nope.